Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 17, 1805. A gift of meat. Clark has resumed the writing of the daily entries, so again, they are very short. Lewis is still out chasing the Indian robbers and hunting for a new supply of meat. Captain Clark writes today,
"This morning warm and a little cloudy. Cole and his son visited me today with about 30 pounds of dried buffalo meat and some tallow. Mr. McKenzie, one of the Northwest Company clerks, visited me. One of the horses the Sioux robbed a few days ago belonged to this man. The after part of the day, fair. Captain William Clark, February 17, 1805.
Cole's Indian name was Shotawororah. Clark thought him to be a significant chief of the Mandan and half Pawnee. There were many friendly visits with him during the court's stay near the Mandan villages. Clark and Lewis were explorers in the finest sense. They were not romantics or antiquaries in their journey west. The lists they made, which we will hear more about, were hard work, but part of the job they were commissioned to do. The expedition were well informed about the country they were to explore. They and other early explorers get little credit for their work. Early on, stories of the West came from later adventurers or settlers and were romanticized for commercial purposes. Tomorrow, out of meat.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.